just started a 90-day Instagram challenge. In our last Instagram Live, we talked about this challenge, and in this podcast, we want to give you more details to help you develop your content, create a long-term strategy, and find your true fans. It's really more about engagement than doubling your audience, but we really want to help you achieve better results and become more creative in creating your content. We will talk about developing your audience, but specifically on Instagram, since this is the platform that we use a lot and we achieve the most growth on. So there will be a couple of steps here that we have to cover, but first we have to define the goal. How would you define the goal of developing your audience?
First, I want to say thank you to our listeners, because I did put on a story on Instagram quite some topics.
Okay.
And developing your audience and growing an audience in general, not necessarily specific to Instagram, received the most answers, votes, but then after people asking me questions. So we know that it's a big question and that basically everybody wants to grow their audience. Because if you say, as an independent, as a small business, as even an influencer or a coach or you name it, you need to develop your audience so people are aware of what you are going to do or offer.
Exactly.
So it's an essential question. So we know that we won't have the time just in one podcast to answer and that it's not an easy task. So we are not saying, we have a magic formula. You just do this, you follow the step, and then you will be perfect. So since we know it's not that easy, we wanted to suggest another way to go, which is to do an Instagram experiment. It's a way of learning by doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have a small Instagram project where, regardless of the number of your followers today, we are challenging people to say, okay, let's see if you can double those number of followers within 3 months.
That's so, a very good challenge, actually.
Yeah, it's a 90-day experiment. And I know that it may sound daunting and not that easy. So I will do the same. I will take that experiment. So, and we will have Instagram Live where we will go more into detail of that challenge. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that when there is something where the know-how doing something is as important as the theory, if not more, I think it's a really something where it's a kind of project where you have to go into the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So here we will apply something that we talk often about, where people have to do experiments and you have to try, you have to do it. We don't want to talk about developing an audience on Instagram on a theoretical standpoint or in kind of rules that, you have to follow this. We want to talk in a bit more interactive way and saying, look, we have seen certain elements. We think some elements are important. Let's see. And actually the experiment is also a way to answer to a question that actually we had the one podcast about, which is still organic growth possible on Instagram?
This is my question also. Is this going to be organic growth or?
So to make it an experiment, you know, it's like in science, you have to put some rules so that it's a fair comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are talking about an experiment where there is no paid advertising or no paid page where you get more visibility or reach just because you are pouring, even though it's not a lot, but you are pouring dollars. So we are really talking about, is it possible in a 3 month time to double followers without doing any advertising?
Okay.
What we think could make it achievable would be frequency, consistency, and the quality of the content.
Right.
So this experiment is based on, if you have good quality content, you show up. and at a regular frequency, is it still possible to develop an audience on Instagram? That's actually really the question of this experiment.
And what are the kind of steps or things that they have to be careful about?
This is where the experiment can be interesting outside of Instagram itself, where here we want first to go to logical steps as soon as you create content and you want to share content. Mm-hmm. And the one thing which is very important is to start by defining your audience. Okay. So you want to identify who is your audience. And one thing that we talked previously a lot about, but I think it's really relevant also on Instagram, is that the more authentic your voice is going to be, the easier it will be. So I'm not saying that you can adopt the personality of someone else or have an Instagram account about something which is completely strange to you. It's possible. Mm-hmm. You can do for a client or something, but it will be always easier. So here, we are also talking about an experiment on your personal Instagram account or the one mm-hmm. of your small business. So all the purpose, the relevance, and the kind of authenticity around your real interest are coming from you.
Okay. When you say audience, do you think, is it enough for people just to go through the followers they have and create this as an audience? Or it has to be more specific?
So on the audience, there are different things. First, we all have true fans, which is not only our mother and grandmother, but we have true fans. We have people that really are interested in the topic that we are interested. So for me, they are very important because they are really people that are share our interest. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have people in your audience that are not sharing the same interest, or they have conflicting vision, which is mm-hmm. most of the time very interesting, I think. And so,
but they still follow you.
Yes, because they won't necessarily agree, or they are interested in certain aspect of what you are saying and not the whole thing. So audience has to be perceived in a broader sense than only fans that will blindly follow you. I think it's good to step back and to look at your existing account. Look at your followers today and try to get an idea of demographic,
okay,
where they live. I think one thing that we have to say, and that's actually a question for you, when you are doing the marketing and Instagram marketing class at Blue Lotus, you are mentioning mm-hmm. that actually insight and analytics are very important. Yes. One of the issues is that there is no access to insight and analytics on a personal account.
Exactly. Yes,
so
yes.
I think this is also the time, depending on the numbers of followers that you have today, this is a question to ask. If you switch to a kind of professional platform, I think most people were worried to turn their account from personal page to professional, because in the past on Facebook, when people did that, they lost completely the reach.
We have to check if the situation is still the same today, but it is possible, since when you are a professional or a business account, Instagram will want you to pay ads more. So
exactly,
so to give you the insight.
So the problem is that this is insight are very important. If you don't have them, you can still do it, but it will be a bit more difficult. If you know well your audience, where they are and things, it's easier. I think this is sometimes also, you can use an app, and I will talk about an app after, but mm-hmm. I think it's hard to identify your audience if you don't have any tool for this. For example,
exactly.
You may not suspect that a certain country is following you, mm-hmm. and then that which may have an impact on the hour that you are posting. One thing to know your audience is, of course, to interact with your audience. So there is part of the audience that you know, people that like your things, or they ask questions, they send message. I think also a good way to do it is when you are using in a recurring manner some hashtags, is to follow those hashtags and to see what other people are posting on those hashtags, because most likely it's people that are sharing some interest. The more niche are those hashtags, of course, because if you follow vegans, you will have a lot of things, but Thai vegan or something specific, I don't know, like pure energy or something, then you can niche down and see others. In the audience, I include doing research on your community, on your competitors, people that you see as competitors, which I would see maybe in the future as cooperators, and similar users. Okay. So the audience is really people, I perceive it not as a consumer view, but way more as people sharing interests.
Exactly. Creating a community, a virtual community in a way.
Yes, but also really in the sense that you need to realize that if one of the key elements of your experiment will be the content, you don't write a book for children 4 years old the same way that you write a book for adults 25 years old.
Of course.
So anytime you create content, that content is clearly targeted to a specific age, sex, country, you name it. So there is no universal creation. So you need really to niche down. And that's why knowing the audience is important, is that why we want to know the audience is that because this will impact directly the way you shape your content. So the second point, let's say you kind of know your audience. The second point, and very important, is the format. Meaning, are you going to do more posts, more stories, the color or videos, the editorial style, the way you will speak, what language you will use, of course, and all the layout and the graphic style has to match the kind of interest. So if I'm doing gothic because I'm into gothic or steampunk, okay,
it's going to be pretty dark.
Yes, otherwise there is something wrong, because now if I'm using like very flashy colors, I don't think my audience will really be into it. So that's why also when you go into looking at the format, it's good that you have your signature, your personal touch, but you want to be in a kind of codes and on unspoken rules from your community. So you follow some hashtags, very niche down, that are specific. You look at your location and things, and you try to say, okay, within this, I need to develop my style, but of course there are codes. If I'm doing some, let's say an Instagram account about thriller movies, most likely some of the rules of thriller movies I will use also on my account. So they will be references, which someone which is not into that will not see, but my audience will see it for sure.
But one thing that I like about the format is that when you really decide how it's going to look, I don't know, if you're making a video, for example, if you know that every video you want to post is going to be 30 seconds long, it's going to have this type of music, it's going to have this type of titles, then by these restrictions, you will it will be easier for you to make the content.
Exactly.
And so that's the really big point about having a true format for yourself. Then you every day you know exactly what you're doing. Only the scenario is changing a little bit, but everything else is the same.
And also on that format, and you talk about video, I think we have to realize that Instagram, because today we are talking about an experiment on Instagram, is not YouTube.
Yes, it has to be short.
A streaming platform as such at the moment, meaning, yes, go for short format. And when we say short, okay, now there are Reels, which I don't fully get at the moment. I think it's a kind of TikTok meeting Instagram.
It is,
but,
yes.
But if we look at HDTV, we know by essence that those formats, especially when you share a video, or when you put just a video on your stories, those are to be very short.
Exactly.
And if we look at the carousel, which is a kind of slides, I would say, so it's about 9 pictures that you can put as a post, and they will be connected. People can go from one to another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting format, mm-hmm. but it's a specific format. So you need to check people that are doing that, see how it works, do the composition of this. For people doing storyboarding, when you have a story to tell or when you want to tell something or to do an how-to, it can be interesting. Each actually kind of slide of that carousel can contain a short video. So you can do a step-by-step as well.
Exactly.
So one thing for sure that did evolve drastically in the recent month and years on Instagram is the amount of format and the diversity of format. So that's why also I think it's important that you put your styles, your color, your font, but also you look into the possibility of Instagram today and say, okay, there are that many things mm-hmm. to do, but I'm more into, I don't know, the photography because it's your thing, or the video because it's your thing as well, or the voice, or but this is very important. And there is nothing wrong about a quote on a simple screen. There is nothing about a beautiful sunset. As soon as they have a purpose, which is your audience can yes. can relate to,
and a story,
and you are actually sharing content of value. So that's why if mm-hmm. you have only pictures without a contextualization and a real content, it means that they have to be crazy beautiful. Let's also be honest. Here we are talking about an experiment to be done in 2020 or in 2021. Knowing that the growth of Instagram mm-hmm. has been exponential, so the amount of competition as well for the attention is has grown exponentially. So
absolutely,
yes, people are consuming more of Instagram, but let's be also honest and clear. The game did the step up. Be almost like minimalist in the format. If you are not that of an expert yet, start easy.
Mm-hmm.
Do simple things that you can do and find. So it's better in a way to start with very short video that are well done, and then to expand because your audience yes. wants more, than to do the opposite where you see people leaving the videos constantly because they are too long and they are not that well edited.
Absolutely. And one thing I see people kind of forget that Instagram is also part of their brand. So whenever you are creating your brand in business, you have, especially online for the website, you have your brand colors, you have your brand style, you have everything. So Instagram is going to be the same. It has to have your brand colors. It has to represent what you stand for. It has to show exactly, without thinking too much, what is your message, what is your mission, and what is your style.
And one thing very important indeed when we talk about the audience, of course, I mentioned it, but we can repeat here. Start with you. So indeed, the style,
start with yourself.
Editorial style, the way you write things, the way you present the layout, the things should resonate with you, should indeed resonate or be in the same line as if you have a website. And so there mm-hmm. is something that, yes, people should recognize your style. And that's why also I was talking about minimalism, meaning that sometimes if you have few colors that you really like, it's better this. A font that you really
have
like,
too many.
It's better this. Than to constantly change and people are lost. And so here,
yes.
the format, indeed, you can evolve in time. And I would say start very simple and then enrich if you feel too and if you need. So for example, if it's too much of a constraint mm-hmm. to have only one font, then you can go to more. But it's something important to always think that people are going to flick through a lot of things. And, you know, they have their fingers moving and that's what they do. So you need to step up in the sense that, oh, they will recognize that style or that color or something that will say, oh, it's him. So, and this is more and more difficult. So I think that's why thinking of the format and sticking to a format from the beginning and at least during that experiment is a key thing. It's the third pillar and very important and more important on Instagram at the moment, which is the planning. And as okay. I said, to make it achievable, this experiment, we talked about the consistency, which is basically show up. And I will go into that later. But there is also the frequency. Now, this is something that actually we do a lot in other media. Meaning, for example, you know at what time your TV will have the news. You know the newspaper, if it's a weekly one, what day it will appear. And for example, on podcast, people yes. know, and I hope so, that on Wednesday, they get a new episode. So that weekly frequency yes. is something very important. And we are talking about, as we said, people that are not necessarily professional of the Instagram, so they don't do it full time. I would say a daily frequency is really hard to achieve. And maybe this will impair the quality of your content. So sometimes it's better to go for higher quality, like 2-3 times a week. But one way to do this, if you do that, be consistent and do it on the same days so that people can know where okay. you are going to post and expect it. And if you do really engaging content, they may likely want to see what's next. So I think this frequency is important. And it's something that people are used to. For example, before Netflix, of course, and the binging, people were looking after that day because the series, the new episode will appear. And I think this is something that can work well on Instagram, where you have a weekly frequency, which because it's so consistent, will help people to know what to expect. And one thing that we are doing for the podcast, and I would advise people to do, and in order to avoid the problem of the blank page and the lack of inspiration is to have different categories or topics or niche, whatever you name them. But let's say, for example, we talked about you need to have real interest. So this podcast is about plant-based cuisine. It's about lifestyle as well. We talk a lot about self-development. It's about
nutrition.
And we talk about the restaurant industry as a business or the trends and things. So let's say there are 4-5 topics that we are going to talk about. And I think this is that combination that makes you unique or authentic, is that you are not only on one thing, but you have different type of personality or interests. I think this, if it's that's the case, your account should show that. And one thing to avoid, which we are all guilty of, we're into something, we send 10 pictures about the same topic, then we switch to another one, and then people cannot follow. So one thing, let's say you manage to define, let's say three to four really key niche or key topics that you want to talk about or share about. Maybe there is the place you live. Maybe there is the sports that you are doing. Maybe there is the video experiment that you are doing, and maybe there is, I don't know, nutrition or some interest that you have. Now, you need to define a frequency that you will rotate between those topics. So you are not constantly for a month talking only on one thing and then switch to another one. So I think when I say frequency, it's not only the day when you will publish. It's also that you will rotate between the topics, in order not only to focus on one thing, but to keep having a constant flow. Some people may really like your car. Some people may really like your cat or whatever. And also some quotes and inspirational quotes that you may share. And not only, for example, the plant-based cuisine. One thing about this is that you can use also the stories in order to see what interests mm-hmm. most people, because we were talking about mm-hmm. insight, but insight yes. on stories is very simple. You see the views, and which for me is better than the likes.
And the interaction. If you post a poll, a question,
exactly.
you see the interaction right away.
So
this is your best insight.
Which is also on the fly in a way, which is a very, up to date and things can be interesting. And you can look in the topics that you have an interest, what people are more interested to. But the thing is, make sure that you don't, again, silo or just on one and then switch to another one, but have more, okay, frequency, a cycle. And let's say I'm a chef. There is my team. So people are important. There is the back of the scene tricks or things. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is the plating. And it becomes interesting when you have those, but that are rotating in such a frequency that people that are interested in plating, they have something, but some people want to know the team. And so you create something also where it's interesting and for you as well, because it shows the real aspect of what you are doing and not only one aspect of it. Obviously, you want to develop the content for a longer duration. Because normally the experiment would mm-hmm. be just a startup point. As you were saying, if you are only on one topic, it becomes very difficult to get new ideas. When you will have to do,
yes.
we'll have done the five techniques of plating, you will start, to circle categories, topic or niche or interest, whatever you name them, are very important. It's as important as the format to define them in advance. And then when you have an inspiration mm-hmm. board and you will share you will start to write down what topic you can do. You do a brainstorm and you put them by categories. And you try to have as many ideas yes. per categories. And that's where you say, oh, now in this category, what are the topics that are more interest? Okay, this, I have something, this, I have something. So it's a way also to structure your brainstorm and to put ideas mm-hmm. in context. And in planning, my advice is to plan monthly, because mm-hmm. a month ahead. Different reasons. First, if you don't look at the month, you will see at the last minute that Halloween is in 2 weeks from now. So there are certain events that can really resonate with your content. If you look at the month, you will say, oh, this month there is something happening. Also, I think mm-hmm. it helps to structure your week and to make sure that you have a rotation. You will define certain days. Of course, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you will have a very clear visibility maybe only on 1 week or two in advance, and the content will be ready 1 week or two mm-hmm. in advance. But at least you know your month, you know what you want to talk about. It will help you also on the acquisition or creation of content. Because, for example, if you want to talk about active lifestyle and you are missing some pictures, okay. You have a month to find, to do some shoots that you like on the weekend and things and say, okay, this I can use. This is really exactly what I was looking for. And the more authentic and specific to you, the better. I know people are using ImageBank for Instagram. I don't necessarily think it's the way to go when you are not using them really like as a slide or as a presentation or something. If it's your content, if you mm-hmm. it's your quotes, it's way better with one of your pictures. And so, of course, you may not have a huge picture database and you may not have, all the content that you need for a month. That's why when you do this, you do the brainstorm, you put by category, and then you put on a month planning. It helps also to show you. And then you realize, oh, there is that event, or in my city, there is that thing happening. Maybe I can take the pictures, I can do a live at that time. Oh, that's fun. And then you don't rush into an event last minute because you realize, oh, tomorrow is this mm-hmm. happening. Halloween is tomorrow. Oh, shit, I should have done something. You have the idea in advance where then you see something cute or relevant for you and then you can use it. So planning is a way to go. And it's also a way to avoid a problem of inspiration, because also last minute, when last minute you have to do the picture, you have to do the content, you have to come with a bright idea, this is going to make your life way difficult. And most likely what you are going to do, because our brain is smart, you will redo something that you did already. So when you want to avoid this, it's better to plan. So planning will be important.
At the same time, also people will give you feedback on the photos you take on the post during the first month. So a lot of the feedback will be valuable for the next month. People will give you some ideas, what they want to hear, what they want to see from you through your stories or through your posts.
That's a very great transition to this fourth topic, which is interaction and engagement. And when we say three rules to make it achievable, we add consistency, which for me is to show up. And show up is a way to clearly say that you cannot expect something happening and a relation existing if you just go on Instagram, post, and then leave. People that will send you a direct message or DM, they have a question. Answer to those questions, but in a meaningful way. When there are comments, it's not a copy paste of a comment. Oh, I like your stuff, thinking that. No, it's just that you care about what they say. In a way, also in your post, the way you speak, if you have questions on your post, that may trigger comments. If then the comments are relevant, then you answer. Sometimes also the interaction is you don't see people are competitors, and people in your community, you share what they do, you comment what they do. So you try also to engage with other people doing similar thing that you are interested. Most likely they will share some interest with you. Mm-hmm. So it's also something where people share an interest. So it's a community. You have part of it. You are not the leader of it.
Yes.
And because of this, you just contribute. Yes. So you have no fear of sharing when you see something great. On commenting on someone mm-hmm. that has a very insightful post or you think it's very nice. And by DM, you can enter in contact with them. And sometimes you can say, look, I really like this post. Do you mind if I share it? And of course, you will reference that person. But there are so sometimes, I will take an example of this. If you have a cafe, if you have a small business in a specific mm-hmm. location, if you follow this location or the hashtag, the branded hashtag or the branded of the location or even really the location, you may realize that people did great posts about your place or about the surroundings that are really nice. And then if you DM the person, say, look, I love this picture. I happen to work there. Can I use with crediting you? Most likely people will be very happy for this. But it's a great way to have fantastic content. One thing that we noticed when we were at Blue Lotus is that from our students, from the guests of the resort, they were really nice, fun pictures, stories, video. It's about sharing as well. So if you have a true, honest interest, when you see something, you want to share with your audience. Say, look, I saw this. This is so nice.
Of course, exactly. This is the most authentic.
Interaction is not only one to N, is really being part of the community. So it's end to end, meaning that it's not a top to bottom and thinking that you are the top. No, you are part of the bottom and you share horizontally content. So when you find something really fun or that goes really well, boom, you share it. Of course, you credit always. Of course, you mention the people. It's even better if you enter in contact with them first.
Of course.
And so try not to be also the person that you don't want to be, don't like on Instagram, meaning that the person that last minute is desperate to get likes and thinks this is terrible. We all don't like it, so don't do it. Also, the person that suddenly is DM you don't know the person and is asking crazy things before even saying who he is, what he's doing, if he likes anything from you, or if he didn't read, we don't like that. So don't do this to others. So I think the ethics of interaction and engagement are very simple. Don't do to others something that you don't like to be done to you. We see today that the solicitation are becoming bigger and bigger on Instagram. And there are really things that are not nice. So don't do it. If you don't like them, don't do it. But I think that this aspect of interaction is very important, and engagement, there will be a lag, there will be a delay. And so that's most likely on a 3-month experiment, something that's going to happen during the second or the third month. So also don't over expect. People don't become
Don't panic if you don't see engagement in the first month.
Don't over-expect, meaning that don't expect people to become your friends when they don't know you. It doesn't mean that they don't like you. They have another life. They have other things to attend, other things to do. Exactly.
And it takes time, build the trust.
And I think be more in the genuine interest. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening in your neighborhood. Get in contact. There is a guy doing crazy video. Why not sharing? Why not giving him your stories for a day or something like this? So there are a lot of things that you can do.
Or even interview people. You can go around and interview people if you don't have a problem with this.
Interaction here is in a positive sense, but don't do graphs and saying, oh, if someone comes or someone do something or I share something, I need to get followers and likes. I think that's a really short-minded. Sure. One thing very important also in interaction, in my experience, start first to engage with people that are in the similar league than you are. Meaning, don't go and reach out to someone that has 2 million followers. Because by essence, that people is completely overwhelmed by request. Now, let's say I have 1,000 followers. That's great. If I have someone else which is sharing the same kind of interest and he has the same amount of followers, they are not similar. So we can both benefit from sharing content and referencing each other because we have similar audience, but they are different.
Yes.
And most likely, if we share interest, our both audience will share interest, so they are likely that we can benefit each other. So I think when you start to interact, look at the people that you want to interact with. And of course, at first, start with people that are in the similar kind of league, or even they have less followers than you, but you think, okay, those followers, I don't care. They are different. So why not helping that person? The more genuine and the more open will be your interaction, the better. And the last point, which is very important in any project, in any experiment, especially, so we use the SMART goal here. So it's specific, it's an Instagram experiment, measurable, we want to double our followers. Achievable, we think it can be achieved without advertising by quality content, consistency, and frequency. It's relevant because everybody wants at the moment to grow their audience. And then it has to be timely. That's why we put the 3 months or the 90 days. So if we want to put in time, we actually are going, I am actually to do the experiment for October, November, December 2020. One thing is when you do this and this kind of experiment to work, you need to evaluate the results. At first, as you were saying, Don't hope to have results or things that you can really evolve weekly. Maybe it will be monthly, and the first month will may not bring that as many insight as you would like. But stories, which are more dynamic, more fluid, can bring you already insight from the first weeks and the first month. And the idea is to adjust. So let's say we talked about the different niche or the different focus. And you see that one is working better than others. Maybe you will increase a little bit that frequency. Maybe, hopefully, you see that there are people that you like to interact with. So you will try to find ways to interact more. So it helps in the planning. It could help also in the format. Your format is very important, but it can evolve. So you realize that something are not clear. It's confusing, or you have people saying, I really like, but for example, when you have a quote, there is so much text, I cannot read it before I move to another slide. So things like this, feedbacks are very important. So evaluating is listening to feedback. So this is numbers, but not only numbers. This is right. a DM from someone. This is a comment. This is someone actually don't liking what you do, which is important. It's a feedback. Mm. And any constructive feedback is very important. Yes. And the idea of an experiment is that you want to learn from this and adjust, not real time, but at least monthly.
So in short, we had five pillars. It's the finding the
starting by
audience.
You.
It's creating the form, starting by yourself, creating the format for your posts, stories, videos. It's planning, having the weekly frequency, different categories,
and doing a monthly consistent planning, at least for a view of
and monthly
month.
Planning. Pillar number four was to interact, really, to share, comment, to engage with people. And pillar number five, as you said, exactly. evaluate.
We want to make it fun. It's an experiment. So chill out, relax. There is no big deal. Actually, if you don't double your followers, but you engage more with people, this is already great. For me, the real topic, and it's a number which is hard to use. That's why we don't use it, but it's engagement. I want people to react. I want them to feel something. Mm-hmm. So I am looking more into an interaction, a real one, and in real life in a way, than only followers or likes. That's why also the numbers here, they just give, but this is not the more important. So if you don't double your followers in 3 months, but you get really an audience okay. and you start to have a real engagement, it's even better. It's a great news. So it's better yes. that you have 10% that you really share something, they really follow, and they invite you to search more and to post more than to have followers that are yes. actually ghosts.
Exactly. Yes. You find your real fans. You create new friendships. It can be anything, which everything is valuable in this case.
So about this experiment, we will have some live, not one, but different live about this, because we will make it a challenge. So if people are interested, they can check on the Instagram HDTV of Blue Lotus Wine to look at the 90-day challenge, where basically we will apply or put in place the experiment that we are talking right now on the podcast.